My Fitbit smartwatch will track my sleep, heart rate, temperature, oxygen level variations, snoring, and even how much REM, REM sleep I have. REM, or rapid eye movement sleep, is just what it sounds like. In REM, we're asleep, but our eyes are darting about under our eyelids. We're doing most of our dreaming then. What's the interest in REM? We need sleep in several ways, as I've noted in other podcasts. It appears that we need enough REM. In particular, what's REM for? Let's take an evolutionary view. Other animals do it. Mice do it, monkeys do it, birds do it, even reptiles do it. For a clue to its function, or at least its integration into our mental processes, then, we may conveniently study it in mice. While the neurological circuits that regulate REM have seen a lot of study, there's a new twist. It appears that dopamine, the chemical that rewards us with pleasurable feelings, is involved, and more than just that luscious feeling of being half asleep in a nice bed. That's what Emi Hasegawa and colleagues in Japan and China undertook. They used special genes that report dopamine concentrations in the mouse brain, or that can trigger dopamine pulses. Dopamine triggers the start of REM sleep. Oddly, it can make mice that too easily fall asleep, or cataleptic, more wakeful. There's still a lot to learn about the brain. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.